Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our University City and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Every year, thousands of members of the Catholic faith make the pilgrimage to Lourdes in France. These past few years, of course, it hasn't always been possible. So instead, the relics of St. Bernadette are making their own pilgrimage around the UK. On Saturday, they come to the Church of Our Lady and the English Martyrs in Cambridge. Nigel Kerry is from Olam, his director of music at the church. He's on the line now. Morning to you, Nigel.
Good morning to you, Ian.
Let's start off with, so when we talk about the relics of St. Bernadette, what actually do we mean?
Well, they are basically small fragments of her body. I think there's a thigh bone and some hair and things like this, which basically sounds a little bit grisly. But in fact, what it is, it's a focus of devotion. I mean, for instance, today we're celebrating the Feast of Edward the Confessor. Now, his relics, you could argue, are at the centre of our national life. There they are in Westminster Abbey behind the high altar. So it isn't something particularly exotic or new or particularly Roman, as it were. It's something that Christians have done for years and years, centuries and centuries, because they've used them as a focus of devotion. I mean, another way of looking at it is, if you come into our church, we're very fortunate to have some very beautiful stained glass, and you look up and you see all these saints in the windows. There they are in flowing robes with halos on. And it's very easy to think they're not really one of us. You know, they're not flesh and blood. And I think having the relics in our church just for a very brief moment really reminds us that the saints are just like us, that people have their own struggles and their own difficulties. And certainly St. Bernadette did in her own life, both physical and mental. You know, she didn't have an easy life. And so the relics being at the centre of this devotion give us, I think, inspiration and give us hope.
Is it unusual for the relics to make the pilgrimage rather than the parishioners? I know that lots of people from Cambridge, from Olam and from way far beyond go every year to Lourdes. It just seems a little bit odd, really, that something's coming in the other direction.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it is very much an historical event. It's sort of once in a lifetime, really, where Bernadette's on the journey rather than the pilgrims, really. It happened a few years ago with another saint, with St. Thérèse of Lisieux, another great French saint. And interestingly enough, so many people came. I mean, there is a special website that's been set up for Bernadette in which people can register around the country if they wish to go and see the relics and view the relics. And it just gives the venue some idea of numbers. And for instance, at Westminster Cathedral, 4,000 people registered, but in fact, 50,000 people turned up. So there is a huge draw about this. I think people are just interested. Obviously, the Catholic faithful recognize they're a focus of devotion. But I think other Christians as well come along, and people of no faith, they're just very interested in what this is all about, really. There's nothing to do with magic here. There's nothing to do with superstition. It's basically something that is profoundly religious and a focus of devotion. So something quite special for the Catholic community, but I think also for the wider Christian community as well.
The one thing that strikes me here is that whenever I'm popping my head around the door of Olam, there all seems to be a service on. So do people have to, I guess, are you having to restrict the visitors who want to see the relics to particular times?
Well, there are lots of services, or lots of events. We've even got a lecture on as well about relics. But the church doors are wide open. In fact, they're wide open for 24 hours. We've got an all-night vigil as well. It's really difficult to know exactly how many people are going to turn up. We really don't know. I mean, we get a feeling that certainly for the opening mass, when the relics arrive, a lot of people have registered, and I think we will have a lot of people through the doors. But it's very difficult to know. But we're ready for large numbers. And if there's a bit of confusion, there's a bit of confusion, really. You know, the doors are wide open. People can come in. Everybody's welcome.
So what's the first opportunity that people in Cambridge will be able to see them?
First opportunity is Saturday morning, 11:30. The relics, in fact, are coming from our Catholic cathedral in Norwich. arriving at about 11 o'clock, and then we've got a mass of welcome at 11:30 with lots of lovely French music, I might add. And then after that, there'll be times of veneration where the relics will be at the top of the nave in the church and people can just come in and sit quietly. And then we have a mass of healing because, as you've alluded to, Lourdes is a great centre of pilgrimage, particularly for those who are sick and the infirm. And so we've got a mass of healing in the afternoon. And then we've got an all-night vigil, which is being led by a group of teenagers from our youth team in the diocese. So plenty of opportunity.
And you mentioned the lecture as well, where presumably people can learn a little bit more about them.
Yes, and just the whole idea, really, of sacred relics, how important they have actually been in the life of Christianity. That's in the afternoon by Professor Richard Rex, who's a fellow in theology from Queen's College.
That's great. And how long are the relics actually going to be remaining with you before they make the next part of their pilgrimage?
They will be leaving on Sunday morning. Our bishop will be coming to celebrate the final Mass at 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And then they'll be moving on to the Diocese of Brentwood, which covers basically Essex.
Is that your new bishop? Just because it's been a bit...
it's not actually. It's I don't want to say our old bishop, but Bishop Allen is the current Bishop of East Anglia. And of course, it's been a very busy week, what we're preparing for the relics and the announcement of our new bishop, who will be ordained on the 14th of December.
Yeah, all happening. Mind you, I guess the Catholic Church has been around for quite a while. So, the events like politics, I know it probably all happens at once sometimes.
Oh, it does. There's never a dull moment.
Nigel, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about the relics of St Bernadette, which are at the Church of Our Lady and the English Martyrs this weekend. Nigel, thanks very much.
Thanks, Julian. All the best.
Cambridge 105 Radio.